In the meantime, Jeremy has been kneading this dough as we've been chatting about French chefs, actually. This has come together really beautifully and quite quickly. Can you just tell me how much you kneaded it? Because it wasn't that much, was it?
No, just having the hands of a magician helps. So David Copperfield's in the kitchen. So basically that's why when I said the texture, you sort of get a feel, because some people will overwork the dough and then they'll bring it out and then I'll start kneading it again and it suddenly starts breaking up. As you can see, it's got a really good elasticity. And that's purely from just really taking time and sort of feeling the dough. You know, when it sort of came together and it's slightly wet to touch and it does stick to your fingers. And as I said, if you have a phone call an inappropriate moment, you're sort of done for. But that's why. But I mean, it's still slightly tacky, but it's in the way. It's not tacky and sticking to you, you know. And that's what, if you have a feel.
A feel of that. It feels quite gentle and soft and kind of springy. It's got a really nice texture to it. I like that. And it is slightly sticky still, though, isn't it? You've kneaded that on a slightly floured surface. But I noticed you haven't put that much flour on the surface. I'm quite impressed because I generally use a little bit more flour than that.
Yeah, so I mean, one, it helps having a really good grade of granite. So, but it's all about how you get to the dough and the work of the dough. And because some people put loads of flour on because they think the dough's really wet, but actually, if you actually work the dough, some of the gluten hasn't actually broken free in the dough already. So as you work it, you're still breaking some of the flour particles down. It starts absorbing, and that's just trial and error. You know, I've been making bread since I've been 15, and you know, now I'm 41. So, you know, if I don't know how to do it right now, I've got a bit of a problem.
So what are we going to do with this next? We're going to leave this to prove, are we, in a slightly sort of warm environment?
Yeah, so this one I'll actually leave and prove all day in the kitchen. We're about 35 degrees and about 40% humidity in the kitchen today. It's a nice sunny day outside. So what we'll probably have, we buy the river, which actually, you know, it's interesting because when we're doing sugar work and chocolate work, it's a real pain in the bum, to be honest, because of the humidity by the river. But for things like bread and proving stuff, it's absolutely brilliant, you know.
We've prepared some of these earlier on, and they are sitting, I think, in this machine. It's a proving machine.
Yeah, so basically this is a Rational SSC oven. So what's great about this, it's in the olden days where you used to have to do creme brulees, baking and stuff, and you had to, like, you know, put a tray of water in to get the moisture in. This actually is a fully integrated system, so I can decide exactly how long I want things to prove for. And it has a prove setting. So all the real genius work has done, it's just a time-saving appliance, and also then I can work out how long I want it cooked for, how much steam I want injected, when I want the steam injected.
That's interesting you say putting steam in, because at home, when I'm cooking my sourdough in the oven, I put a big pan of hot water underneath the dough. So when you're cooking the dough, it's very good to have humidity. Is that because it gives it a good crunchy outside sort of crust?
Yeah, so primarily, you know, normally in big commercial kitchens, they would pull the bread out, spray it with, the atomizer spray you use for a gardening with water, and then put it back in the oven. And it does sort of, the steam sort of gives it a skin, and then that's what gives it that beautiful French crust. You can put a tray of water in the oven, but sometimes that sags the dough.
Interesting, because it has sagged the dough with me. So would you suggest at home that instead of doing that, that I should take it out and just spray it with an with a water spray?
So at home we've got one of these fancy double oven things where we have a conventional oven and a convection oven. I never use a convection oven for sourdough. I use conventional oven because you get less circulated heat. So one, it's more in keeping with how it used to be made. But what I do is that when it gets to a nice colour, I just get a handful of water and sort of, as if, you know, when you're doing flour on a surface, you sort of throw it across. Yeah. I just do that onto the dough.
Oh, that's interesting. So we have a look and see what's going on in here?
So this has been proving for an hour, as you can see.
Oh, the smell's amazing.
But it hasn't really risen that much. So this is going to take a few hours to prove. And this is the issue with sourdough. It's not, if you're going to make it, it's always best to plan a couple of days in ahead, to be honest.
And when you're proving it, it doesn't necessarily go that you just can just say, you know what, this is exactly 6 hours, exactly 8 hours. Again, it's an artisan loaf, so you have to actually use your eyes and use your senses to have a look at it to see what it's actually doing before you put it in the oven.
Well, this is where we started experimenting with, I do a bit of molecular gastronomy. I demo for a company called Infusions for Chefs. The Textura products. He's the sole importer to the UK for El Bulli, the restaurant in Spain. And we started doing stuff. And then I was thinking, we use things like nitrogen in espuma guns to sort of make berries fizzy, and we use CO2 and things like that. So what I started doing was using an espuma gun, and actually, when it sort of got half proved, injecting the nozzle in and just pumping some nitrogen to give it big bubbles. And what that happens is that when you bake it, rather than it being quite a dense dough, you can slice it, and it looks a bit like Emmental, so you've got quite large holes in different parts. And when you slice it really thinly, and as we dry it and then bake it for like a crisp, or to do a layered salad, we make our own goat cheese curd, and then we do like a suppressed tomato layered with some vanilla, some couscous. So it's a bit like a sort of poncy, we would call it a tomato sandwich, you know. But we found that it gives it a really good effect, you know, and also you can have things coming through it, and you know chefs like to stick things through things, you know, as it were. So
can we do that? Can we make it with nitrogen now? Is that possible?
So the dough would have to cure a lot longer, and we'd have to get to a different stage of proving. And I went to get my espuma gun this morning, and someone's dropped it, and the nozzle where you inject the nitrogen, it seems to be dented. Somewhere.
Someone's in trouble.
Yeah, they are.
So. Have you got any sourdough that we can have a look at that's been cooked now? Is that something that we can have a look at?